Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg-Kunin, anatomy report. I'm Frederick Schoenfeld, date of birth 11-19-1956, date of procedure March 1st, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Goldberg-Kunin. Referring physicians, Dr. Clay Nordquist. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsies, comma, cold snare polypectomy. Indication is ulcerative colitis, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure and form consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, proliferation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of nasty lesions, such as lung cancer, while extending the patient period. Patient's breast and anatomy suite placed in the flower position, city is granted anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care period at the direct of the same term period, while they're picking the lumps, video classical positions, and direct them. Advance into direct vision to the sequence, which was identified by the presence of the penicillin facility, the violent complex, as well as very careful examination made of the. Cecal milli, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, tunnel colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, signal colon, rectum period, the germinal line was intubated and evaluated. Period, retroflex was obtained in the rectum period, bowel preparation was. Boston bowel prep score was graded as 7-2-2-3, comic grade as a good prep. Patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained. Terminal ileum in the last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained through allowed IBD. Next line. Overall, the cecum, ascending transverse, descending sigmoid, and rectum appeared overall unremarkable with Mayo 0 to possibly 1 disease in the rectum. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was a 10 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polypectomy with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another hepatic flexure approximately 10 millimeter polypectomy with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was irregular mucosa noted in the rectum that was pale in appearance to the remainder. Common biopsies were obtained throughout this area for histology. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, if the irregular mucosa turns out to be a polyp, may need repeat flexible sequoinoscopy for resection of multiple areas. Next line, follow up in office based on follow up in the office is pretty scheduled. Next line, based on polyp. Types in the hepatic flexure will recommend follow-up interval. Colonoscopy likely will need to be between 12 months to 24 months. Common depending on high grade versus low grade dysplasia. Next line. Continue present therapy. Next line. Thank you.